Change. So what is change? Most people believe that change is something ahead of them, something to be affected, to be brought forth. But most change has already been designed, and all action and thought is like a puddle of color, a puddle of pigment. Even think of the rainbows on top of how oil forms on top of water. And that is change. And then change awaits the moment when it is sort of sucked up into a thread, and that thread is then brought to the loom and woven into the loom to become part of a pattern. And sometimes that pattern is discernible. In other words, it has shapes that we can identify with and make sense of. And sometimes, such as one of the Huicholi bracelets I have, many of them have images of deer and the peyote buttons and, you know, many, many animal spirits and otherwise. And one of my favorite ones has no pattern. It seems to be random beads put together. Of course, sometimes you can look at it a certain way and discern some kind of pattern, but that is really just the mind wanting to make sense of it. And in truth, it is more of the truth of the greater, the higher order. It's a term, a Buddhist term I like to use. It is a random order. However, it is highly sophisticated and ordained, another word to attempt to use there, to give form to the idea of a pattern that is not discernible. And the gist of this is to understand that the higher order has already designed everything, but as the future is forbidden, we cannot know what goes where and when. We must wait for our cues. As Shakespeare said, we are, you know, we are players upon the stage, and we must learn our lines and have some knowledge of how theater works. Yet there are these cues, and they don't appear to be a large part of a theatrical performance, but they are very, very integral part of the experience. Sometimes the cue is when one thing ends. That is the cue for the next thing to become. And so we can start to move through life in this way, almost like an ingoing, outgoing tide, almost like the toroid sphere is continually contracting and expanding simultaneously. So in this too is the infinity. So we can go into infinity and experience infinity in this way. Now, what many people don't know about infinity is it is a tri-vector shape. If you take an elastic band and twist it, you have an infinity symbol. So it is actually like a circular form, elongated, oblong, ovum form that has been folded over. So in one sense, it is a single string, a single thread that forms infinity. And in another way, when you look at it sideways, there is an opening in the center, not unlike the opening when you are born. It is quite small considering what is going to pass through it. The eye of the needle you might say. But not impossible to go beyond infinity. And let me tell you, when that little toy man, what was it called, Toy Story came out, and the little spaceman kept saying, to infinity and beyond, I didn't get it. Not even one little bit. It took me quite a while to understand that it is possible to go beyond infinity. But for now, infinity is more or less our home for those who are having that experience. Not everybody is having that experience. Many people are still in the common denominator, also known as the collective consciousness, which is a rather murky soup. A lot of paranoia, fear, anger. And it is why people will join together and in teasing others and gossip and attaboy kind of. I don't know what it is exactly, but I do. I've experienced it. But it's a comfort. There's a comfort there. It's a plateau, a waiting place until those people are ready to move into another level of being. And that's all just fine. So for me, I will speak for myself. I very much feel the toroid sphere moving through me, even though my life right now is with, I am living with people in the common collective consciousness realm. I'm working for a billionaire who has two helicopters, a private jet, huge yacht, etc., but is feeding us Campbell soup and Rice Krispie squares and also his own family. So what are you going to do? You just got to learn to work with. So I'm really grateful for this experience I'm having. It is one thing to be, love and light and airy and meditate and do yoga and all that. That's just another way of being. But there is no one way to come to this place other than, well, possibly just by ordination. By or being ordained by the higher order and listening to that. Being called up. Being called up can come in so, so many ways. For some people, it might be a huge loss, loss of a loved one, loss of your job, security, boredom. It could be anything. And of course, the kind of not quite new age, but I suppose new age era did give us a chance to experience many different things. For myself, raw food and Burning Man and having dreadlocks when I was, in my 40s and going to dancing all night. And that was really beautiful and definitely opened up my ability to understand that I am consciousness. But there are many, many ways to change. So we'll come full circle to that right now about change, that it's already waiting for you. Like you are the puddle waiting to be sort of siphoned up through the straw and turned into thread that is then going to be woven into the pattern. Now, some people don't like that feeling. That makes them uncomfortable, like it's against their will and their truth, and it's not quite what they had in mind. Well, let me tell you, I did not ever have in mind that I would be working where I am right now. 6 weeks ago, I was a shaman leading ceremonies, and I will continue to do that. But the medicine was also very clear with me. And it said, well, it didn't say, I don't consider the medicine says anything, but it connected me with the higher order, and I received an idea that I should just get a job as a cook on a fishing boat. And it was actually on my way to retrieve the medicine that this came in. And I listened, and I got home and I was like, how does one even get a job as a cook on a boat? I have no cooking experience or boating experience for that matter, but I started Googling it. And within a couple of days, this post came up and I got it, and here I am. So, you know, like little pegs in a crib board, we are moved along. And to be willing to be moved by Great Spirit, by Great Mystery. And also, you know, when I came here, I wear a uniform and I don't have my nice clothes and I don't have my artwork on the walls. We're not allowed to put anything up. And I am, again, in the environment that 5 years ago, if you said I would be doing this, I'd say you're out of your head. There's no way I would do that. But I have changed. And change continues. And it doesn't seem such a big deal anymore. And so when I came here and I didn't have my clothes and my other comfort things, and I right away was stripped. I was stripped like the emperor and had no sense of, you know, who am I based on my community, based on my preference for clothing, based on my preference for food, based on my preference for how I live. My lifestyle was completely taken away. And so the first inquiry was, well, who am I? Who am I without all those buffers? And I do realize I enjoy my life the way it has been designed. But I can also flip the blanket over. You know, often when you do that, it's a different design on the other side. So not to get too caught up in who you think you are. That is static and stagnant. And to let yourself change. Let yourself flow with the change that is. There is much less struggle when you allow change. And here we will use the word allow, because when you do not allow, you will struggle. The Hopi say, keep your head above the water. Now, when I say the Hopi say, I'm referring to the Hopi prophecy, which actually was not spoken by the Hopi people. It is a document that was woven together as a pattern, as a blanket. I believe it was over 100 elders from many different countries came together on the Hopi land in Arizona in the year 2000, and each went out and retrieved a word or two. When I say Hopi territory and went out, know that we are not limiting this to terra firma. The Hopi and Lakota territory, it goes out like a cone into the universe, and just a few pinpoints upon the earth. So they retrieved these words, these ineffable words, and they were woven together in what is called the Hopi prophecy. So each word is like a meteor. It carries all kinds of minerals and life forms from the universe, and then put together, create again more diversity, So every word and every line in the document known as the Hopi Prophecy, all put together, is like a smorgasbord. Smorgasbord. I can never remember if it's a D or a G. But you get the idea. And in the Hopi Prophecy, it also says, banish the word struggle from your vocabulary and your way of being. And to do so is to not get stuck on who you think you are. Let yourself come to change willingly, openly, graciously.